This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, I'm holding up a dancing version of the book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, for all y'all watching on YouTube. If you don't have a copy of it, it's Dr. Bitar, Dr. Rashid Bitar, Advanced Medicine Time. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
Good. You didn't know your book could dance, did you?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, it's just doing a happy dance because it's bringing power to heal back to the people. That's why it's happy. And that's why we're happy doing this show together each and every week at this time of the week. So, astronaut DNA, do you have a twin brother we don't know about in space? Because if he comes back, apparently he will not be the same.
Are you talking about, do I have a twin brother? Is that the question?
I wasn't talking to Superdog.
I do not have a twin brother.
Okay.
That was a rhetorical question, but I heard to stop myself. Just sure what was.
No, no. Yeah, listen. Not only do you not have a twin brother, but you don't have a twin brother in outer space. So we've solved that problem. But apparently there is an astronaut who has a twin brother who went to space and came back. And they say his DNA is no longer identical to his twins who stayed on terra firma. Which I do recommend, by the way, and I'll get into that if you want. The idea is our bodies were meant to be on this planet. And for those of you who are into the sci-fi fantasies of Star Trek and Star Wars, we love that too. But when we talk about science reality, our bodies are not going to be surviving long in the cosmic radiation of outer space. And that may be what's going on here, Dr. Bitar. What do you think?
Well, I have a slightly different opinion. I think that there's an adaptogenic component going on here, which comes back to the entire concept of which we've talked about many times in the show, and that I think Bruce Lipton made popular with the genetic expression being a factor of the environmental trigger. And I think
this
completely and purely quantifies what Lipton was talking about and our entire philosophy that the genetic expression of what everybody calls the genome is based upon environmental triggers and not based upon the inherent genetic code. Here you're changing the environment drastically, and you're actually having a various type of expression of the genetic code. So that's why they're saying that the genes are different, the DNA was different, but it's actually not different. It's being expressed differently due to the extrinsic environmental variants that the astronaut experienced. And when compared to his identical twin, it was, you know, whatever percentage difference it was. So I think this comes back to the adaptogenic, mutagenic aspect of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And David Wilcox, who is the, he's written a couple of different books. Some people think he's out there in left field.
Hey, dude, he's far out, man, but I dig him. I mean, he can get into some stuff where it is anything but not fascinating. It's not boring. It's very fascinating. So what do you pick up in this regard from Wilcox?
Without a doubt. And, you know, I've read some of his stuff. He's the guy that I actually attended one of his conferences, and he kept on staring at me for 2 out of the 3 days. Every now and then our eyes would lock, and he'd kind of stare at me, and then you continue. And then in the middle of the second day, he stops, and he points to me and goes, "I know who you are." He goes, "You're Dr. Bitar." And I'm like, I was a little shocked, you know, like, wait a second. Yeah. The first one he pointed to me, and I turned around. I mean, he said, he made the comment, I think I told you this before, where he said I was responsible for saving 1 billion lives. And I'm like, okay, I've never heard this one. I'm interested in hearing how, you know, what came up. It all came through the H1N1 flu and the video segment that I captured from the Australian developer of the first antiviral, and where he talked about how H1N1 exhibited the swine flu, the avian flu, the various different characteristics of flus. But when you look at the the swine flu, there's a Eurasian strain and a American strain, or America strain, North to South America strain. And H1N1 actually has both components of both strains of the swine flu, which is impossible. Or maybe, I'm sorry, maybe I'm getting that confused with the bird flu. But anyway, one of the... No, it's a swine flu. It is a swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Eurasian strain versus the America strain. You can't have... With an electron microscopy, it's like a surgical precision incision where they're both like put together, you know, like they're spliced.
And that's an engineered virus, in other words.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, and so anyway, I put that video out. You remember, Robert, when we put that out, when Obama came out and said that 20% of the U.S. population would be dead if people didn't take the H1N1 vaccine, and
right.
That would have been 60 million people, and people laughed about it. The only reason so many people didn't die was because people in mass...
Didn't take it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that was what he was referring to. But what was interesting with what David Wilcox talks about, something like 15% of all human DNA is alien DNA. It's not human in origin. Have you heard him talk about that? It's actually in one of his books. He talks about it too. But he shows various skulls, for example, from the Egyptian times, and you're trying to figure out what happened to these skulls. They're human skeletons, but they're abnormally tall people, and they're elongated skulls. And it's not just one or two. There's like a lot of these skulls. And so he talks about the skeletal evidence of extraterrestrial life here on planet Earth. And some of the other aspects, and again, I know this is getting way out there in left field, but you start...
Hey, you know, we have like, a certain percentage of our audience that, like, they live for this stuff. They're like, go, Dr. Bitar! We've been waiting for you to talk about this.
Listen to this. This is what's amazing. If you take the pyramids, for example, mm-hmm. the shape of the pyramid, if you can duplicate the shape of the pyramid with the exact ratios, with the pi, you know, 1.618 ratios and the angles, and you take you take water into this structure... into the right pyramidal structure, and if you hit it with one of those tuning forks, you can formulate instantaneous ice. They've taken lymphocytes and they've put lymphocytes within a pyramidal structure, and they have seen lymphocytes double and triple healthy lymphocytes, basically analogous to the immune system being stimulated. Certain healing components are accelerated exponentially when mm-hmm. put within a field that's generated just by being within the shape of a pyramid. In fact, I even thought about building a house with that exact, you know, ratios, with the pyramid ratios. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure there's certain cell resonant material that you can also build these structures with, but now you're starting to talk about, again, the energetic basis of how a building mass will affect your mass, meaning
mm-hmm.
Mass equals weight times acceleration. So if you have your weight of, say, 155 pounds, 160 pounds, times acceleration, your mass versus the mass of a building that may be 5,000 pounds. So whose mass is going to be greater? Obviously, the building's mass is greater. So the building will have a greater effect, but based upon its mass, on you than you would have on the building. Meaning that the effect of the building, the energetics of the building, will have a direct impact on your physical manifestation, your physical being, your physical health. And so it makes makes sense to now start to manipulate the housing environments. And this is what I did with my office. That's not the Huntersville Police Department. We had used all cell resonant materials when we built it. We had made the ratios of the ceiling to the ground, and
mm-hmm.
all the various aspects were all based upon the Fibonacci series that define really all recurring number series within nature. You know, it defines the reproduction rate of rabbits, the tides coming in, the all. In fact, aesthetic beauty, what we as human beings think is beautiful, is all based upon the symmetry of the Fibonacci ratios. And so this is a recurring number series, and it defines various aspects in nature. And so we use the Fibonacci series to, when we design the building from height, ceilings, doors, you know, hallways, length, width, all this stuff. It's all numeric based. But again, mm-hmm. it comes back to looking at the effect of the building on the individual versus the individual on the building. So if you have... If you're living in buildings that are healthy, and your clinics and your housing and where you sleep, they're all defined by optimized structure so that they resonate in a manner that's
Dr. Bitar, listen, you're talking about a level of consciousness, and you know, over the sick building syndrome, because you know, people, we get to sick building, we talk about formaldehyde, right? You know, this kind of different things that are coming up through it. You're taking it to a whole other energetic level, to a culture that still goes to the drive-through and orders a double cheese donut. You know,
well, so, double cheese. Well, actually, this is an interesting point, that when you start to optimize these aspects, Robert,
yes,
the formaldehyde and the outgassing and some of those things are rendered less destructive and they're not as potent anymore.
Right.
And there's some aspects of it that are actually just totally negated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I get this transformation of energy based on all of the sequencing, but it's always been a challenge to how do we go there, right? How do we communicate that? How does it land? Because people are saying, you know, I just need a practical way to deal with my leukemia, right? We'll get a question like that later this hour. So it's sort of like it holds. It holds us back, but perhaps, you know, the concept of having such levels of awareness is so transformative that you're now splitting the earth in two. You got the drive-through, yeah, double donut cheeseburger consciousness, and you've got what you're talking about. It's like we're on the same planet. How does this work?
Well, actually, we talked about this last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, where there's technology that's coming down the pipeline where just by having that, being within that field of consciousness as defined by David Hawkins, you know, you're talking about you can actually negate pain, you can negate pathology, you can negate negativity, you can actually change many other aspects. So to answer the person's question, well, I just want a practical answer to my leukemia, this is a practical aspect to it. It's not practical in the sense that it's available right now this minute, but is it going to be available within the next 30 to 60 to 90 days? Yes, it realistically is.
If you can make it as practical as the drive-through cheeseburger, they'll go for it. They will go for it.
I think we need to remember, as Confucius said, for those who understand,
mm-hmm,
no explanation is necessary. For those who don't understand, no explanation is possible. So we,
yeah,
can't worry about how the message will be received, Robert. I think we,
sure,
need to give the message, and those that understand it, they don't need an explanation. It's going to resonate with them. And those that don't, no matter what we did or do,
it won't matter.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Very good point. And on back to, real briefly, before we take our first break, the astronaut DNA issue. I agree. You know, you're in a different environment. You're going to express genes differently. I don't want to negate the reality unless we can fold space and time to travel through the cosmos conventionally, like we do with these rockets. They don't even have the shielding yet to protect against the cosmic radiation. So you're talking technologies that are not acknowledged officially to exist. But in all the worlds of creation, all things are possible. Maybe they defy the explanation of our current scientific, the platforms they won't let you go beyond. Stand by for more healing. It's Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this next article, Dr. Vitar, I want to talk to you about has nothing to do with aliens, unless, of course, we all do carry some level of alien DNA, however you define that. That could be the case. And our UFO researcher listeners are just digging this show big time. Don't ever let Dr. Vitar off the air. We love this. Hey, I'd have him on more, but he's busy. He's got to do some stuff, too. So we get you once a week for an hour. This is awesome. Now, the FitSick phenomenon is what they're saying. I remember this, you know, when I was first learning homeopathy from my mentor, and he would observe people, and as I was going through, because I, you know, 10 years studying like you used to learn this stuff, master apprentice, and I would say, at first, when he looked at me and started telling me about the entire medical history of my existence to that point, I thought the guy was a magic wizard of some kind. Honestly, that's the way it appeared to me, psychic, whatever it was. And, you know, as he says, he's a homeopath. I laughed. I thought that was weirder than being a psychic. But as I observed him over time, I realized he had patterned or mapped out this because he had seen so many thousands of people over so many decades at that point that he saw patterns emerge, and consistently the patterns would be consistent, for lack of a better way to say this. But we don't have doctors trained, even, you know, maybe homeopaths trained this way anymore, to where they observe at that level or taught type body typologies and see certain symptoms that appear to be innocuous and benign, but actually indicate something severe. Like, you know, that person looks perfectly healthy, even the doctor, and then the next day he's gone, dead of a heart attack, right? Could that have been identified by someone trained to identify it, even without taking a pulse? What do you think, Dr. Bitar?
Without a doubt. In fact, this is where some of the, I'm not sure how to define it, maybe some of the more esoteric fields of healthcare, like iridology and people that look at the tongue, the Chinese method of evaluating the tongue and looking at even the pulse. Some people can evaluate the pulse and the various nuances within the pulse themselves that they can pick up and make some type of determination of the person's state of health. But the health of the tongue, for example, or the nail beds, for example, or the iris, for example, these all give information that modern medicine, when I say modern medicine, I'm talking about the traditional model of medicine, not traditional meaning going all the way back to acupuncture. I mean traditional within the last 50 years.
Yeah.
That model of medicine doesn't recognize. And so it behooves us to look at these various methods of evaluation and diagnoses, and it really comes down to being able to pick up the subtle nuances with observation and being able to, like you said, recognize patterns. This is
right.
Something that with heavy metals, for example, it became very, very clear to me, it became very obvious that patterns exist, but you have to have, one, sufficient data to actually start to see what the various population that you're looking at, you know, where you have to have an end that's significant enough that you can start to see enough patterns. If you don't have enough data points, patterns won't emerge.
Right. They're just emergent. You suspect or you might have an intuition about it, but to validate the patterns, even if it's just for your own comfort level to say, you know what, I'm definitive about this. I've seen this enough, right? You get so confident, not cocky confident, but you're just confident because you've seen it so many times. You know what it is when you see it. And so it
exactly.
takes that. But we don't have doctors even holistically inclined. You go to naturopathy school, I don't think they're teaching you this. So this
well,
is something that is lost.
I agree with you, but I don't think that they're also collecting the data that's necessary for them to be able to observe it. They just see the patients. Patients have seen his numbers. You
yeah.
process the patient through. You give them an herb or a pharmaceutical or whatever, and you kick them out the door, and you go on to the next one. So nobody's really collecting the type of data that's necessary because it's not encouraged. And those that are collecting the data, it's either manipulated or they're using it to promote some new pharma product or whatever the case is.
Right.
I think in the non-conventional fields or in the integrative fields or in the nutritional fields, maybe people are not looking. They're the modelers who sell more product. So people aren't really collecting the data. We have collected, I think we talked about this a few shows ago,
mm-hmm.
we're over 9 million data points in just our heavy metal pattern, observations as far as data points that we've collected. And we've seen certain patterns emerge. And that's why whenever I'm speaking about the various aspects of heavy metal toxicity and looking at hair fecal, RBC, and urine, as well as, in some cases, toenail clipping levels of mercury and other types of metals. But specifically mercury, I'm using this for an example, certain patterns have become clearly, clearly evident. In fact, we've done a couple of videos, and I'm going to get those videos online, where it basically defines the four different categories that people will fit into, meaning if you're toxic and you're don't show any pathology versus you're toxic and you show pathology, versus you don't show, there's four different categories, and it basically comes right back to what you talked about. I think we're coming on a break, so that's what I'm going to stop and
right.
give you
stand by, folks. Again, the idea of a fit sick, you look healthy to the average untrained eye, even a doctor's eye, but do you need a biochemical analysis or is there a way to see it before anybody else does? We'll talk more about that after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I just noticed that one of our longtime listeners watching on YouTube, Ronnie, doesn't have this book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. How is it that you don't have that book, Ronnie? You can get it at Amazon or probably a lot of other places. Do they sell it over at AdvancedMedicine.com, or do you just send people out to Amazon to get the book?
Actually, they will. It will be available at Advanced Medicine. The shopping carts and all that stuff are not being haven't been finished yet, apparently. But you can go to the9steps.com and get it there and get some DVDs for free too, if you get the book from there.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, you were trying to describe something that we experienced at the advanced medicine seminars that you were given. I was able to attend and deliver some info as well, too. And it was like a four-category scenario, and it plays right into this concept of fit sick, right? The observation on first order looks like, hey, that person looks like they're just fine. Then you find out below the surface there's a lot of stuff going on, and you kind of set it up in four categories. I don't know how you can do that auditorily without the visual, but we'll try.
Well, think of two columns. Think in the left column is the healthy column, and the right column is the unhealthy column. And then draw a horizontal line across that in the middle. So now you've got basically four quadrants in a square. So on the left side, on the top left quadrant, would be the healthy person that has measurable toxicity. And then below that, you have the healthy person, but when you measure them for toxicity, there's no toxicity. So the left column is healthy, on the top left is healthy, toxic. The bottom left is healthy, not toxic. On the right-hand side would be the same thing, except it would be the unhealthy category. So an unhealthy person, that's toxic, and then the bottom right would be unhealthy, that is not toxic. What's important to remember here is that non-toxicity does not really mean whether the person is non-toxic or not. It just means whether our tests are sensitive enough to pick up the toxicity. For example, when you do a heavy metal challenge test on a person and you see a lot of metals coming out, people go, oh, my God, I've got metal toxicity. Well, that's true, but remember, those tests are only measuring what's coming out, so the fact that it's coming out is a good thing. The problem is when you have a person that comes in that's ill, that's unhealthy, on the right-hand column, they're unhealthy, and they show non-toxicity in the lower right-hand column. Mm-hmm. They show they're definitely unhealthy because they've got cancer or heart disease. But when you measure them, they don't show any toxicity. That is the worst case scenario because that individual is not putting out the metals. Remember, the test only shows us what we're measuring that's being pulled out. It doesn't show us what the total level is in the body. So when you do the test on two people and one shows a lot of metal toxicity and the other one doesn't show any metal toxicity, which one should you be more concerned about? Well, it all depends. If they're both healthy, then I would say probably be more concerned about the healthy person that's showing the toxicity. But if they're both unhealthy, I would be more concerned about the one who's showing no toxicity because that person clearly has the inability to excrete the poisons or the toxic substances that are within
right.
the system.
And
does that make sense
point,
or did I just like...
Oh, no. I got it visually. I even held up the little chart. I just made it ad hoc on my show notes page, and I held it up for the video. But the idea here is, I agree, I saw that as my point. Which I brought up earlier, and you just made a great illustration of that, is that the person who looks healthy, that apparently, well, has toxicity, but is not excreting.
Exactly.
And you're like, but that tells you internally there's a battle going on, and they could end up one day dropping dead inexplicably. The doctors will say, we don't know, we have no idea what happened, because they don't look at toxicity as a model for disease. In fact, they look at every disease as evidence of a drug deficiency, which is a toxicity deficiency, ironically, that would suppress
right.
a body's appropriate response to the toxins, right? It's bizarre right. the world we live in sometimes, Dr. Batari. Talking about UFOs is the sanest thing we can do.
It really is. It really is. Because that drug that they're going to use, that they think that it's actually a deficiency of that drug, is actually
yeah.
inducing a new toxicity and a new imbalance.
Yeah.
So you're creating a relative imbalance. This is one of the things that if a person has X level of whatever, we even see this in the natural integrative fields of medicine too, Robert. Mm-hmm. Where I've seen people they measure a level of a mineral and they say, oh, this mineral is low, and then they start giving that mineral to the individual. Well, the problem is that mineral may be low in that vector that you're measuring it. If you're looking at hair versus urine versus fecal versus RBC, these are all different vectors. So intracellular levels of minerals, I never look at the intracellular levels of minerals simply because they're so dynamic. They're constantly fluctuating. And to look
right.
at that and then try
yes.
to adjust it is like trying a dog chasing its tail.
Yes.
So to try to give a person a mineral and not understand which vector you're measuring it in will cause a relative deficiency of other minerals by giving that individual more of whatever you've measured to be low. Meaning that if it's selenium, for example, and you give the person more selenium, but you're not recognizing the vector that you just measured in, by giving them other minerals or by giving them that selenium, you're going to make them relatively deficient in the other minerals that are in balance with the selenium. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we've discussed on this show many times, not necessarily all the time when you're here, but the iron issue, right? When they test it in the blood and they say, oh, it's low, you're anemic. And they never, you know, talk about cofactors like copper that makes, you know, the metabolism will go. It's not just iron. It's the iron-copper relationship that makes it available. And there's so much iron in the system, it's very rare to have a true iron deficiency, if you will. But again, they only measure one vector, to say, so to speak. And that's a blaring example, but it often is overlooked in the medical field and even in the holistic field very often. So to your point again, this is I'm just digging it, as I always do. Now, Ronnie says, Dr. Bitar makes us think outside the box. Look out, TMB. So he says, look out, Ty. Super. It's like it's not enough what you're doing. Everybody's going outside the box with you now, too. You're taking over 2 days of the week.
Well, I didn't mean to step into Ty's Billy Hank arena there, but I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, no, but it's really an important discussion to have, and I love that we can bounce these ideas and they make sense. And in fact, they make more sense by bouncing them this way. We can see them visually, and you know, we've come to these things through different pathways, but we've come to the same or similar conclusions. And those of you out there, you feel it. If you don't understand it intellectually because you haven't gone through the medical training, it's okay. You can resonate with it energetically. You can feel it and go, you know, that absolutely feels right. And that means sometimes more often, more importantly than what you cognitively think about it, because that can be altered.
It's always going to be more important, Robert. In my opinion, it's always more important what resonates with you. It doesn't matter what your level of education or training is, because that's something that that isn't speaking to your soul. I mean, that universal consciousness, you know, that intuition, the gut feeling, the sixth sense, that's God talking to us. That's our creator talking to us. So that's more important than anything.
Yep, yep. Now, when we talk about the walking wounded, one of those concepts is applied in what's called adrenal fatigue. And there's a medical article here we have from Baylor College of Medicine saying that there's a myth behind adrenal fatigue. Is it real? Is it fake? Are they going as far as dismissing it altogether? Or are people often saying it is what it, that's it for everything and it's not everything? I'm just trying to grasp the idea and concept of adrenal fatigue, what it is, what it isn't.
So you're asking me what it is, Robert? I mean, I know you know what it is. Are you asking
I'm getting your perspective on it.
Throwing the ball up there and want me to slam it through the hoop? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, do a slam dunk for me, Dr. Bitar, because there's an article that's confusing people saying it's a myth, it's not real.
Why don't we talk about the article first, and then let's talk about that. What do you think?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And so I think they're concerned here, maybe, if I could call it a concern, warns about taking the term at face value because you might end up doing the wrong thing. I don't know what that wrong thing is. Are they arguing for a drug model, or are they arguing at all for nourishing adrenals or glands that have truly become exhausted or, dare we say, intoxicated and therefore are impaired in their function? You know, there's a medical model that would say there's no such thing as systemic candida as well. So, you know, when I hear these pronouncements, I'm just like a little you know, grain of sand, it's kind of bothering me.
Well, I think I know where this article was going, and I think that there's a lot of validity to this because a lot of the hormonal doctors, the ones that are using bioidentical hormones, and they talk about how beneficial they are compared to, you know, using
the synthetic
hormones. Yeah, so let's get one thing straight. Use of bioidentical hormones and use of synthetic hormones is the same idiocy, okay? There's no difference between the level of idiocy as far as I'm concerned. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to use a synthetic poison versus a natural poison. Cyanide is a natural poison, but it'll still kill you dead like a synthetic poison will. So bioidentical hormones versus synthetic hormones and saying that one's better than the other one is ludicrous. The whole point is you shouldn't be looking at you shouldn't be trying to replace the hormones. You should be trying to figure out why are the hormones not being produced. That's the first thing. And then upregulate those organs to produce their own hormones, because if you use a bioidentical hormone or a synthetic hormone, you are violating the negative inhibitory feedback loop, which is the design of the ultimate engineer. And if you mess with Mother Nature, you're going to get spanked. That's basically what it comes down to. I don't care whether the person's using bioidentical or synthetic, you're going to create the same problem.
It's still allopathic intervention. It's still forceful, violent action against the normalization from within.
Exactly.
Or optimization from within, yeah.
And I think this Baylor study, then, this article you're talking about, is probably going along those lines, because a lot of doctors will start using steroids, will start using cortisol and prescribe cortisol to patients with the diagnosis of adrenal exhaustion. And this is a major, major issue. I have seen numerous patients by integrative doctors, by being put on cortisol, to help them with their adrenal fatigue, which is absolutely, categorically the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this. The first thing, Robert, you mentioned as you were talking about with the study is when we have adrenal exhaustion, we should be providing support to the adrenal. That doesn't mean by giving it cortisol, but by giving the minerals and the B vitamins that are being burned at an excessive rate when somebody's adrenally exhausted. So what is adrenal exhaustion first? So, Robert, do you have a definition for adrenal exhaustion before I give mine?
No. Go. Listen, we have a limited time in this segment. I want to make sure you get it out there, please.
Okay. So adrenal exhaustion, there's a golden triad. These are the three things that if you have two of these three things, that if you have two of these three things, you have adrenal exhaustion borderline to having adrenal exhaustion. But if you have all three, you've got a major issue. Here are the three things. The first thing, you get up in the morning and you have a very difficult time arising out of bed. If you have that, that's one of the three symptoms. Second, late in the day, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you just have this bottoming out. You just feel like somebody opened the tap and everything, all your energy has been drained out. And sometimes a person will feel like they need a cup of coffee. Reclining back at least 45 degrees makes a person feel a lot better. Well, actually, taking a nap actually helps to rejuvenate the individual. But that 3 to 4, 5 o'clock surge or dip, I should say, in energy level, almost fatigue, that's the second symptom. And then the third symptom is you miss your bedtime, whatever the bedtime, your normal bedtime is. If you miss your bedtime by more than 45 minutes, you get the second surge of wanting to solve all the world's problems, you know, world hunger and this and that. You go out.
This is where they often say you have adrenal fatigue and you can't sleep, which makes no sense on the surface because, like, you're exhausted. How is it that you can't sleep? Well, exactly right. We're going to talk about that and question of the day on leukemia. We'll touch base next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, from adrenal fatigue to leukemia. That's where we go. In the show notes, Super Don posted a question of the day. This is from a woman named Beth. She's 67 years old, and she says, I am in very good general health. That's her first line. Basically, I'm Beth, I'm 67, I'm in very good general health. And then she proceeds to tell us she contracted AML a year ago, took rounds of chemo, maintenance now, went into remission, but her leukemia returned after only 3 months. And she's now looking at another round of chemo to go back into remission and then have a bone marrow transplant with the corresponding dangers. Now she's asking, what do you suggest I do or add to this regimen to help me fight this? And we were talking on the break with Dr. Pitar, and I was like, you know, I almost don't want to mention this because Beth, the first statement tells me almost everything I need to know. You say you're 67 and in very good health, yet you've been diagnosed with leukemia and you've gone through one round of chemo, etc., and it's back. There's a cognitive dissonance here, and it's not you, Beth. You're not the only one. This is like the fit sick concept. And I can whisper it to you because I like to be that kind, loving and gentle, right? Dr. Pitar, you know, will take that proverbial 2x4, not literally, but figuratively. We talked about it. And I said this to Dr. Pitar on the break. I said, you know, God tries to whisper in my ear and tells me, hey, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And I'll listen. And then he'll send me that 2x4 and somebody say, well, God really must not like you. No, God loves me enough to hit me over the head with a 2x4 to wake me up.
That's exactly right.
That's the point here.
That's exactly right. And see, Robert, what you just said, God sending that 2x4 is because we didn't hear that whisper. So for Beth, the message is that when you said, I am in good health, by definition, that is not accurate, because if it were accurate, you would not have acute myelogenous leukemia. So you need to look at what is good health, because obviously there was something going on that allowed your body to become susceptible to getting leukemia.
Well, and if you're asking us, obviously something is, you're intuitively or some way cognitively going, you know what, the doctors might not be my best option here that I've seen before, right? Because they will tell you, other than cancer, you're perfectly fine. And I make it, it sounds like a joke when you say it, but they do say it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so basically for somebody that has a diagnosis of acute myelogenous leukemia, for example, you know, what things should they be looking at? You should be finding a doctor that understands the importance of toxicity and how that toxicity can cause a blood dyscrasia. Leukemia is nothing more than a blood dyscrasia. It's an imbalance of the various types of cells in your body. And why is it happening that way? But because the body's responding to some type of toxicity. So heavy metals, look, when you have leukemia, patients that have leukemia always have opportunistic infections. They always have persistent organic pollutants. They always have heavy metals. And that's where we start. We deal with those three things in those patients. Just like in all our cancer patients, we clean up their systems, and then we help to rebuild their immune system and allow the body to recognize the cancer is being formed, and then the body takes over. So, again, start off at the basics. And this is like in trauma. When you're dealing with a trauma situation, in advanced trauma life support, the course that's taught to surgeons on how to deal with penetrating trauma and blunt trauma, you always go to the ABCs. And in advanced cardiac life support and pediatric advanced life support, I was an instructor in all three of these programs. This is what we do, ABC. Always go back to the basics. If you forget what to do, if you don't know what to do, if you know somebody's got a cardiac tamponade or something like that, some type of acute trauma that's going to kill them in a few minutes and you can't remember, go back to the basics. The basics are ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. In your case, with the way we practice medicine, go back to the ABCs. The ABCs are heavy metals, persistent organic pollutants, and opportunistics. Those are the first three of the seven toxicities. And you can go to Facts on Toxicity and learn about all the different seven toxicities. But you have a toxicity, probably multiple toxicities, possibly all seven of them. And until those are taken care of, the cancer will always be there.
Yep, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Please get that book, Beth, and anybody else that doesn't have it yet. It's all in there. You know, we each have pieces of the puzzle, but he's put together a beautiful tapestry with lots of great stories, very moving as well, and I highly recommend it. Dr. Bitar, again, fascinating discussion. We go in, I have ideas, Super Don sends ideas our way, and then we end up in a completely different place. Not that it's a bad place, it always ends up better. You know, I think, can we get that far? Can we go that? We do. It's quite amazing. Those of you who haven't picked up, there are hundreds and hundreds of hours of archives. MedicalRewind.com has been the place. You can still get them there. Eventually, they'll be up and running and searchable, all of our hours together, at AdvancedMedicine.com. That's coming soon.
Well, Robert, it's always a thrill to do the shows, and it's funny because how fast this hour always goes, and I'm looking forward to doing this for another 10 years with you.
Yeah, man. Well, we're doing it. Great job, Dr. Bitar. Way to go, Super Don. And Mackenzie on the board, rocking it as well. We appreciate you. Those of you who missed part of the show, all of it's valuable. Go back and go to archives at GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, and, of course, Medical Rewind, Advanced Medicine. Plenty of places to go. Get there and tell your friends. What are you going to tell them, Dr. Bitar?
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.